Don't make sure decision on what you think will please me. You must ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Then follow his example, is my advice to you. Lord, I want to be more like Jesus every day. I want to walk and talk and live my life. Which road will I take? Lord, I want to be more like Jesus every day.
Oh, I know I can't be perfect, 'cause there was only one without sin in his life. It was God's only son.
But I can ask forgiveness, it's a promise that he made, 'cause he poured out his precious blood to wash those sins away. Lord, I want to be more like Jesus every day. I want to walk and talk and live my life on the narrow way. When faced with decisions, which road will I take? Lord, I want to be more like Jesus every day.
Oh, I want to walk
a little more like Jesus walk.
I want to talk
a little more like Jesus talk.
I want to live
a little more like Jesus live.
Fresh manna straight from heaven to your soul. safely through when the winds of troubled times began to blow.
My song, my story.
If you're living like you should, God's gonna do more.
God is our provider, this you know is true. The riches up in glory, stored up for me and you. The windows up in heaven are swinging open wide. There's victory for the faithful. He's a God who will supply. God's gonna do more.
God's gonna do more than you ever dreamed he could. When you stand for right and good, there's a blessing coming. You're on the winning side.
God's gonna do more.
God's gonna do more than you ever thought he would. If you're living like you should, God's gonna do more.
Just believe and trust him, following his ways. Showers turn to downpours for all who will obey. And there's hope for those in famine whose hearts with him they stay. God's window shades are opening and the blessings on the way. God's gonna do more.
Ever dreamed you could. When you stand for right and good, there's a blessing coming. You're on the winning side.
God's gonna do more.
God's gonna do more than you ever thought he would. If you're living like you should, God's gonna do more. God's gonna do more than you ever dreamed he could. When you stand for right and good, there's a blessing coming.
So much. Are you glad to see all the Kingdom Heirs here in Asheville, North Carolina? Make them welcome, would you? Wow. We're so thankful that you would come out tonight and be with us at this great concert. We've already had a great time, and we're so glad that you would come and spend a few minutes with us. This is our 31st year in full-time Southern Gospel music, and we've been doing this a long time, and so we love singing this music. Hey, very quickly, let me introduce everybody to you, for those of you who've never seen us before, and that way you'll know who we are, and then we'll get back to some more singing. The young man playing bass guitar has been here 36 years. He's been right back there playing that bass guitar. That's a long time to do anything. Make him welcome from Mascot, Tennessee, Chris French. Chris French.
We've been doing this a long time.
When Chris and I started, we were both in diapers. That's how long it's been. It's been
and that's funny. One of us still is. I'm just kidding. I know you can't help it.
Hey,
it's no fun growing old, though.
Growing old is not for wimps. That's
no, it's
for
not.
Sure.
Actually, my wife and I have been experiencing a few things that have to do with growing old. Some memory problems.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we were concerned about it. But so we went to the doctor, and he said, you know, no need to worry. It's just part of growing old. He said, you might want to just write things down.
Great idea.
With that in mind, we went home, and that night we were sitting in the den, and I got up to go into the kitchen. She said, where are you going? I said, in the kitchen. She said, would you get me a bowl of ice cream? I said, sure. You know, I started to walk off, and she said, hold it. She said, don't you think you ought to write that down? I said, no, I think I can remember a bowl of ice cream from here to the kitchen. She said, well, I also want strawberries on it. I said, I've got it. Bowl of ice cream and strawberry. She said, look, I really think you ought to write this down. I said, I've got it. She said, well, I want whipped cream on it, too. I said, I've got it. Bowl of ice cream, strawberries, and whipped cream. Went in the kitchen, gone about 10 minutes, and I come back, and I had a plate full of bacon and eggs. She looked at me. She said, I knew you should have wrote it down. She said, where's my toast?
Somehow or another, I could see that.
I thought she wanted ice cream.
I love old people, don't you? Young man playing piano. I tell you what, man, you have had a huge year this year. Andy Stringfield from Harriman, Tennessee, make him welcome, would you? Andy's had a huge year this year. You got married.
Yeah.
And then you just bought you a new house.
Uh-huh.
And, wow.
Yeah.
I mean.
And now I'm in debt up to my eyeballs. But I'm happy. I really am. You know.
How do you like having your own house?
I mean, well, it's great, but used to when something went wrong.
You've always rented. You never owned your own place.
I could call my landlord.
Right.
And get it fixed.
Right.
Because I don't know how to do anything.
Absolutely nothing.
No. So now it's my responsibility. So all in 1 week, I've had my dryer quit working, my hot water go out, and now my dishwasher's been giving me trouble.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's been griping all day long.
Our drummer, 26 years, he's been back there from Oceana, West Virginia. Make him welcome Dennis Murphy in the house. Well, when it comes to singing bass, it don't get no better than this right here. From Brunswick, Georgia, Jeff Chapman. Make him welcome, would you? Oh, I tell you what, this young man right here, isn't he doing a great job on the baritone? From Jasper, Indiana, Brian Alvey. Make him welcome. Oh, and how about this tenor singer right here from Bladenboro, North Carolina, Jerry Martin. Make him welcome. My name is Arthur Rice. If that makes up all the Kingdom Heirs, if you're really glad to see them, let them know it one more time.
I heard an old, old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming.
Of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory.
tell you, I am so proud of all these young guys. Man, they're just doing so good, such a great job, and I'm just so proud of them. You know, I'm not exactly sure at what point in your life that you start being, you know, the youngest guy in the group to the oldest guy in the group. Do you, Chris?
Yeah, about 10 minutes ago.
Chris, it's, Chris's wife Sonia was telling me earlier, back last week, they were sitting at the house, and they were sitting on the couch, and said Sonia looked over at Chris and said, you know, remember when we were younger, and said, we used to just sit on the couch, and you just put your arm around me, and we just cuddle, you know, we just had such a wonderful time. She said, I just used to love so much when you would just reach over, you just kiss me on the cheek, and then you just kind of lean over and just kind of nibble on my ear. And what about that time Chris got up and started walking off? She said, well, where are you going? He said, well, I'm going to the bathroom to get my teeth. Oh, well, you know, I've always enjoyed being around senior adults. I love being around senior adults. And I guess since my 30s, that's kind of been my Sunday school class. I love being around senior. You know, they're smart. And if we'll be quiet long enough, we can learn something from them. Amen? You know, if you're around seniors very often, a lot of times, you know, when they get up into retirement age and a little farther, a lot of times they think, well, you know, the Lord's done with them. I've done all I can do for him. I just need to step aside and let this younger generation come on. But you know what? That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be a light and an encouragement to these young folks coming up. Amen? Because, see, you've experienced things in your life, and you've watched God work in your life, and you know that he is real, and they need to know it. Amen? Amen? I was studying the book of 2 Kings, and I was studying the life of Elisha. It came down to the end of Elisha's life, and one verse, it said, Elisha died, and they buried him. But the very next verse talks about how that even in death, Elisha had enough God on him that he could raise the dead. Listen. The prophet of so long ago was faithful unto death. He was buried, and God's people mourned for him. Later during battle, a soldier breathed his final breath. He was buried with the prophet. But when he touched those bones, the soldier stirred, and he came to life again. You may think you've grown too old as a soldier of the cross. Perhaps you've even laid your armor down. Oh, but take it up again, dear child, for God still leads you on. He will keep you in the battle, give you strength to go on marching, leading others till the final trumpet sounds. There's still power in those bones. Faith to reach the throne and intercede with the wisdom God. To do, show the young ones how to find abundant life. You can show them how you've learned that all God's promises are true, and that what you do for him will never die. Will never die.
gentlemen, Arthur Rice.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I hope that encourages you tonight to stay in the fight. Amen? Amen. Well, we've done a bunch of new songs for you, and we love doing the new songs, but we like doing old songs too. And you know, they're just not writing as many old songs as they used to. Several years ago, we started a series of CDs called Songs from the Red Book, and we took songs out of the old church hymnal. A lot of you know what that book is. And great old songs right there, and we'll probably just keep doing those until we've sung every song in that book, because it's a great book. You know, there's a little bit of tradition, and you know, the great thing about being here in the mountains, not only is this my hometown, Asheville, this is my home church, and it's great being at home. And thank you so much for coming tonight and coming out tonight. We really appreciate that. But there's a heritage in our mountains about with quartet music and mountain music and that sort of thing. And quartet has a heritage and it also has a kind of a tradition. There's traditional things that go along with quartet music. I had a guy ask me the other day, said, you know, why do you stand in the positions that you stand? And most quartets usually stand, first tenor, and then it's second tenor or lead singer, and then baritone and bass. And we stood that way for a long time. And then back last spring, when we hired Brian, I put him over here between me and Jeff, and nobody knew he was here for a week. So I moved him over here on this side so that he could tower over Jerry over here, all 4'8" of him. But and the reason that we dress alike, you know, most groups used to dress alike. We still do. And the reason that we do that is because that we are a group. It takes all of us to become one unit. There's no star. There's no individual that stands out. It takes all of us to become one. And that's the reason that we dress alike, which is a little bit hard to do considering that we go from a 2X tall to a 2 toddler. But, hey, there's an old song in there, page 14, I'll Meet You in the Morning. And I want you to do that song because I want you to sing the part of it. And I tell you what, guys, let's do, since we're kind of talking about traditional stuff, let's do this one just a little bit. Let's do the trio part on the first verse. And then, Jerry, I want you to come in on the chorus with the ladies' part. And I tell you what, let's do. Let's do the first half of it with just the piano. And then, guys, you guys come in with Jerry on his verse, and we'll do. What are you doing?
And I thought I better write this down. You don't want to end up with a bowl of ice cream.
I will meet you in the morning by the bright river side, when our sorrow has drifted away. I'll be standing at the portals when the gates open wide, at the close of life's long dreary day.
Acquaintance, renew.
those songs. You know, growing up here in the mountains, I've been singing in quartets. Since I was 14 years old, I've been singing lead in a quartet. And, I remember growing up when we used to get new songbooks in, there was just a few churches around the area that we would go to, and we would have all day singing and dinner on the ground. And we'd get those new songs in. Now, I kind of jokingly said a minute ago that, that they're not writing old songs like they used to. But actually, on our brand new album, we have a brand new convention song that was written just for us. It's written by Diane Wilkinson and Rebecca Peck. It's called They're Saving Us a Place in the Choir. And I tell you what, let's do. Let's do this one kind of like, now, Andy, your grandma played piano at your church. And I tell you what, I want to do this one kind of old-fashioned like that, like we would have done it the first time at your church. And so I want you to play it old-fashioned. And then, guys, in the band, you guys come in on the second half of that, and we'll record it like we would have. help him out right there. Let's do this. Here we go.
Assembled in the presence of the King, the King of Kings, the saints of all the ages shout and sing, they shout and sing. Oh, how they long to join their joyful praise, songs of praise, forever tell the story of His grace, amazing grace.
Oh, they're saving us a place in the choir.
The guys in the band come and play a song for you. Absolutely. For the seventh time, band of the year, make them welcome the Kingdom Air Band.
Thank you. I want you to listen to the words of a brand new song. It's written by Dennis, and Jerry's going to come and sing it for you. It's called Pieces. You listen real close to the words.
Of Jesus created a picture of what I should be. He put me together, sealed me forever, and made me complete.
He took the pieces of a life that was broken. I'm one of his chosen.
He took the pieces, put them in place. The sins of my past have all been erased. My life was changed
when I met Jesus.
He took.
So long,
like the prodigal son. never forget. When he spoke to me gently in the fountain of life, there's a pump for your soul. So I heeded his voice. He was speaking intently through his marvelous grace. I am happy and old. Well, I can tell you now the time.
I can tell you the time.
I can take you to the place.
Thank you.